As promised earlier on the broadcast, we have Eric Hoving with us. He is the director, I would imagine now, of the Creation Science Evangelism. His dad, that leader for many, many years, and now Eric has moved into that position. You know, Eric, we dads try to bring up our sons so they can take over when we step aside from the scene. It's some responsibility for a young man, but I have had the opportunity to watch some of the things you've been doing, and I want to say that I'm sure your dad is proud, your mom, I'm proud of what you're doing. I praise the Lord for the ministry of Creation Science Evangelism.
Well, amen. I tell you what, my dad is my hero. Despite circumstances, let me tell you, he is a man that stands on his convictions and stands for seeking the truth and on the authority of the Word of God, and that is absolutely amazing to me.
I love to hear that phrase, my dad is my hero. That should be the spoken word echoed across every firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn. All the children should be making that statement. Eric, I know that you recently had opportunity to be on Trinity Broadcasting Network, one of their, originated programs from the network headquarters itself. And you were there along with Hugh Ross. Now, Hugh Ross has a philosophy. He is not a trained theologian. He is somewhat of a trained scientist, I do believe. But he has the idea that we are living in an old Earth, maybe hundreds of millions and possibly billions of years old. And I know from what I know about your dad and your ministry, you're a young Earth guy. How did the interview go? Was there a bottom line as you had the conversation together?
Well, as we did the interview, I got to talk to Hugh Ross backstage personally, and I really enjoyed that because I hadn't gotten to meet him before. And I did more of a tell me why you believe this, because Hugh Ross believes that basically the days of creation were not literal 24-hour days like the Bible says. He says, listen, you have to kind of, well, he would not use the phrase reinterpret, but I would say he is reinterpreting the scriptures to add millions of years. Really, he's a product of his education. He has a degree in physics and in astronomy, and he's a product of his education. He grew up Catholic, and there are many Catholics that I know of that I've met that, when it comes to the interpretation of the scripture, they do not take it literally in Genesis chapters 1-11. Because they try to mix the modern-day view of science and the modern interpretations of science with God's Word. Now, I don't mind people doing that as long as the modern-day interpretations of science agree with God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. DeYoung, today they disagree strongly. Modern interpretation of science that we see is an evolutionary worldview. Now, the bottom line is an evolutionary worldview leads to, despite, now some people will disagree with this, but I'm telling you, here's what the facts are. It leads to an atheistic worldview. It leads to a worldview that says, well, if everything evolved by itself, and they keep trying to get evidence for that, now they don't have any yet, but they keep trying for that, if everything evolved by itself, then I guess we really don't need God, do we? And so that's the problem of that. And it really is an important subject if we start discussing the authority of Scripture. For example, the incredible work you do in prophecy. Well, if we begin undermining Scripture at the very beginning in Genesis chapters 1-11 and start claiming that those days weren't really days, for example, he says Noah's flood was not a worldwide flood. There was man alive before Adam. Before God made Adam, there were these Homo sapiens, these soulless beings that were alive. If we start doing that, well, then what does that do to what to your work in prophecy? Now that can totally undermine prophecy because we cannot know what the Bible actually says.
And, you know, I think probably even beyond that, that's a key point. But even beyond that, if you deny the reality of the truth, the literal interpretation for creation, for prophecy, when you come down to salvation and what Christ has done for us, we start it can start to have questions there. If this portion is not literal, why would that portion be literal?
If Adam wasn't really the first Adam, why in the world would we believe that Jesus was the last Adam?
Wow.
It totally undermines the death of Christ on the cross. And that, a lot of people don't understand, hey, why are old earth and young earth creationists, you know, arguing over this? Why is there this heated debate? And we're saying, because it goes directly against salvation. I mean, you are really, really undermining the doctrine of Jesus Christ coming, living a sinless life, dying the death of the cross, to defeat death, to conquer the grave. According to Hugh Ross's view, as I talked with him, he said that death is what's going to help bring about the cleansing of humanity. And I'm going, no, the Bible says death is a sin. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. In Adam all die. I mean, the scriptures are very, very clear. Death is not the way God originally intended it.
Wow, that is unbelievable as we stop to think about it. And I hope and pray that every one of you all across America listening to the Prophecy Today program on the Prophecy Today Radio Network understood what Eric has just communicated to us. This is an important battle, a debate that is going on that we, the literalists, Eric, myself, and others who take the Word of God as the literal communication from God Himself to us, we have to take it that way, or we have to then destroy the entire Bible. Just a quick question, Eric, before I let you go. What about the church itself? You travel all across this nation, around the world, in fact. What do you feel the heartbeat of the church today is? Are they accepting the literal interpretation of the Word of God, or are we in trouble?
Let me answer that in two different ways. The church, the heartbeat of the church right now is 90% of churches in America today do not hold to a literal interpretation of the Bible. They believe we can reinterpret Genesis 1 through 11 as this, you know, kind of mythical story, you know, bedtime story type analogy. Now, here's the problem. The young people today, Dr. DeYoung, are leaving the church at the rate of 75% after they get out of high school. 75%. Now, we, of course, show the statistics in our seminar series to show that, man, this is directly related to the creation-evolution debate. And here's why. The young people today recognize, they realize, they're no fools. They want the proof. They want answers. They're not willing to settle for the faith of the older generation. You know, I remember going through a time in my life around the age of 20 when I said, you know what, all I've had all my life is my dad's faith. I've been riding on his coattails. I'm going to have to get my own. I've got to develop that on my own. And so I started asking the difficult questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Who is God? It launched me on a God quest to find out who God really is. And let me tell you, I'm still on that journey, but oh my goodness, God is God. He is a big God, the creator of the universe God, the God that made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day to give us our 6 day week, or our 7 day week to work 6 days and rest one day. And you and I are going to be judged by this God. And this God has zero tolerance for sin. And right now, if we died in our sin, we would be judged by him and have to spend eternity in hell. But thankfully, that same God is a loving God who sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to literally pay the penalty for the sins of the world. And we have the ability to accept his free gift of salvation if we'd like. So the young people are searching for the real answers. And if we try to give them this compromised position of, oh, yeah, you can mix creation and evolution together, I'm sorry, they are not accepting that. They would rather go complete evolution, complete atheism, and say there is no God, there are no moral absolutes, I can do whatever I want to do in this life because it doesn't matter.
Wow. Wow. You understand why we tried to get a hold of Eric. He has just returned from California where he was in ministry and doing the television production out there with the broadcast company. So we were so excited when we heard we could at least grab him for a few moments before he took care of other business. Eric, it was a joy to be with you while we were there in Pensacola. First time I've had opportunity to really interact with you. Looking forward to a friendship and a partnership in ministry as we go until Jesus Christ does call us up into the air to meet him. Thank you, my dear friend. God bless you, and give greetings to Mom and Dad.
Thank you so much, Dr. DeYoung. God bless all the listeners.